I'm Alexis, and I would like to talk to you about the time my mom abandoned me when I needed her the most. Now, first you need to understand, my family was like any other typical family around. It was me, my dad, and my mom. I didn't have any brothers or sisters, so my parents and I grew close over the years. It didn't matter what situation I was in, they were always there for me and put me first. When they were free from work, we would go out and explore. That's what I called it when we used to go out to new places. We'd go and swing on the jungle gym like we were in the safari. We'd go to the museum and discover ancient civilizations. We also went to the planetarium to view new constellations and give them our own unique names. Going to all of these places together built a deep bond between us that I would never have thought could have been broken in a million years. However, that all changed. During my early teen years, I started to feel more sluggish than usual and fell behind my peers. I'd mope around the house, lose my train of thought, and if anybody would ask if something was wrong, I'd answer no. When my parents saw me like this, they grew concerned, so they took me to the hospital. When we first got the diagnosis that I was ill, you could tell how shocked everyone was just by looking at their face. My dad had a look of sadness that I assume every parent would have at that moment. But my mom was different. She looked like she had just seen a ghost. The news concerned me also, but the look on my mom's face scared me more. I had to remain in the hospital a while after that. There were many tests to take and solutions to be made. So when I was finally released from the hospital, I was excited. My dad told amazing and false stories about the adventures he had and promised me that we would go on more now that I was back. Through the laughs and stories, my mom sat quietly, staring blankly out of the window. I tried to get her involved in our storytelling, but sadly, she seemed like she was off in her own distant world. As soon as I made it home, I was so happy in that moment that I wanted to scream and let tears of joy stream down my face. But the only thing that followed was a fit of coughs, more evidence that my illness could easily take a turn for the worst. After everything calmed down, my dad hugged me tight and told me that he was so happy that I was home again. I waved at my mom so that she would join us in our legendary group hugs, but she just walked away. I wasn't sure what was happening, but it was making me sad. Did I do something? It was the only thought that ran through my mind. Days turned into nights and repeated. My mom became more distant from me. The way we passed by each other was like two strangers passing on the street. Every time I tried to spark a conversation with her, her expression turned into disgust as she walked away. I'm not sure if she knew she was doing it or even had control over it, but each time it broke my heart. This all led up to the moment I got up one morning and saw my dad sitting at the kitchen table. He was holding a note in his hand and sighing. He was startled when I caught him and he tried to hide it from me, but I demanded to see it anyway. It was from my mom, explaining how she couldn't be around me or my illness anymore. I cried most of that day and all into the night as my dad tried everything he could to soothe me. Weeks after she had left, my dad did everything he could to assure me that it wasn't my fault. He always tried to keep a smile on his face for me, even though I could tell that he was hurting too. One night, I heard a faint noise coming from downstairs. I snuck down to see what was going on and saw my dad sitting at the kitchen table, crying softly with the same note in his hand. I walked over and hugged him tightly. From then on, we made a pact to face any problems we had together. From our love, a shared determination, and the help of modern medicine, I was miraculously starting to feel like my old self again. A couple of weeks after that, I was finally able to start doing my old activities again. That's when we got the message that my mom was in the hospital. Even considering how she left us and the uneasy feeling it gave me from hearing about her again, we still rushed out of the house to see what was going on. As we walked into the hospital room, it felt kind of surreal to be back. My mom was laying on the bed, and I was so surprised to see her look so lost. At first glance, I thought that she was someone else. She looked so much smaller than before. Her hair was thinning and messy, and her eyes were red and swollen. I'm not sure what she went through when she left, but just by looking at her, I could tell that she'd been through a lot. When she looked up and saw our faces in the doorway, her eyes started to water immediately. I'm so sorry, she said repeatedly while looking down at her interlocked fingers. My dad was the first to speak as I kept a little bit of distance between us. He walked over and kindly put his hand on her shoulder. She let out a deep sigh, then patted the spot next to her while looking at me. I was reluctant at first, but I eventually sat down. I know that there are a lot of things that you must think about me right now, but I want to tell you the truth. Another sigh escaped her. When I was a little younger than your age, my mom became really sick. I didn't know what to do at the time, but I wanted so desperately to help her. We were always close, considering that my dad died before I got to know him. But as time went on, she changed. We used to run around all day and play tag, but now she couldn't even get out of bed most days. We used to go into the kitchen and bake cookies, but now she couldn't even digest solid foods. I hated seeing my mom break down before my very eyes, and I hated myself for not being able to help the woman who helped me so much. She paused her story, reaching out to gently stroke my cheek before continuing, "When I saw you in that hospital bed, that same pain came back, and it was like I was a little girl again. I am so sorry that I left you, so sorry that I wasn't there for you, and so ashamed that I couldn't even come back after I was gone. I missed you every day, not able to eat or sleep thinking about you." She paused again, and I guess it finally caught up with me. Her explanation ended, and I could feel the stream of tears rolling down my cheeks onto her hand. The warmth she left there on my face filled my heart. "I know I may not deserve it," she whispered, "but can you please forgive me?" I didn't have an answer as I tried to choke back sobs that were escaping me. All I could do was bury my face into her stomach and cry. We cried together, wrapped in the arms of my father, only hoping that things could go back to the way they were.